due to lack of support. President Trump says, don't bother.
The president tweeting Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and members of Congress in November. Meanwhile, the so-called zero tolerance policy at the border may be changing. The U.S. Attorney's Office is reportedly dismissing cases in which parents were charged with illegally entering or re-entering the country.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. 140 campers and counselors are rescued by helicopter from a Bible camp in Montana cut off by flooding. There have been rescues in Texas, too.
Rain finally coming to an end across flood-weary parts of South and coastal Texas. However, the flood threat will be ongoing over parts of the Mississippi, the Ohio Valley, and into the Mid-Atlantic this weekend.
Fox's Janice Dean. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast for today, much like yesterday, with better than normal rain chances. Partial sunshine today, but clouds dominating much of the forecast. A high around 91, scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially this afternoon and this evening. And a couple of the storms could be on the strong side, with damaging wind gusts possible. They'll fade out overnight. Overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a routine summer day with a sun and cloud mix. High around 92, scattered afternoon storms. Sunday's high closer to 94. Lots of sunshine. Rain chances small, but not zero. Better rain chances on Monday. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you get instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Plus interactive radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Authorities in Covington County have identified a burned body found near Andalusia Wednesday. Covington County Sheriff Dennis Meek says the body of 49-year-old Bruce Nelson was found in the 7,000 block of Brooklyn Road. Meek says this case is being treated as a homicide. A board member of Prattville's Dixie Youth Baseball Program is accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the program. Lindsay Martin is accused of stealing $15,000 to $20,000 from the program. She was released after posting a $10,000 bond. And a new public park opened in downtown Montgomery Thursday, honoring civil rights icon Rosa Parks. Lower Dexter Park is located where a department store, the Montgomery Fair, was located. Rosa Parks worked as a seamstress in that store. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Allow me to introduce myself. My team and I are River Region locals. We live, work, and play here, so we know the area and we know our neighbors well. Our interest is your interest. Alabama Home Mortgage is not like the big banks. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. I assure you, you won't be disappointed. What are you waiting for? Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
A rough running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam products. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Extend the life of your engine with Seafoam products at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Deck season rolls around every year. Staining your deck shouldn't. That's why the Home Depot now carries number one rated Olympic stains, including Olympic Max from only $33.98 a gallon. It's a brand trusted for over 80 years to protect season after season. So do it right with Olympic, and next year, you won't have to do it at all. Olympic Stain, for the first time at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Number one rating from an independent consumer study. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Hey guys, welcome back in the News and Views, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Seated directly to my right is one Fitzgerald Jackson Campbell III.
How you darn?
How are you, sir?
All right.
I am reading an article right now that's kind of sad and funny in its own way. We'll get to that. Jack Campbell, you know what day it is by chance? Have you had the opportunity to peruse a calendar recently?
What is the actual date?
It is June 22nd.
Is this the summer solstice?
No, that was yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
Yesterday was the first day of summer, 5:07 a.m. as detailed by one Rich Thomas.
Well, you know, those people are paid to lie. Weather people.
No, I'm just saying, you know what day of the week, not date, but day
today
of the
is
week.
Friday.
Today is Friday. Friday. And Jack Campbell, the rules on Friday?
There ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn, which means we will probably hear from some people more than once in contravention to normal rules. It also means you may, as a radio listener, think to yourself from time to time, I wonder why they never covered this topic. I wonder why they never bring this up. Today is the day to exercise your radio programming abilities. Who knows? You might be the next radio superstar. There's only one way to find out. You got to pick up the phone and call 272-9228. 272-9228, that will land you squarely on the radio. Sometimes you'll have to hold for mere moments. But you know what? It's worth it. So Do that. We got a couple guests coming in today at various points. I think 184 said he's going to stop by at some point.
He's not a guest.
Well, Jack, he doesn't have a key to the building.
He's a crasher. He's not a guest.
Oh. Christy from Bama Country and Possum said she's going to join us up here in just a little bit. So we're going to have a nice little Friday roundtable.
I got a guy off the interstate with a sign. He'll be in at 11.
What does the sign say?
Need work.
Is it a sandwich board or is he just holding it?
No, it's written on cardboard. And I said, come on by, everybody else does.
Carolyn is in the studio.
If he hadn't smelled so bad, I would have let him in my car. I'd have brought him
what,
here.
What, is he going to bring his stinky guy with sign into studio?
Yeah, absolutely.
Carolyn is on the phone, so if you call 272-9228, and or more importantly, if you normally don't call 272-9228 because you don't like when I screen the calls because I can be abrupt. not abrupt. I can be curt. That's the word. I can be curt. And if you don't like me being curt when you call in, now's a great time to call 272-9228 because Carolyn will just chat with you forever.
Oh, I know.
She loves talking to callers. Loves talking to callers. Jack, I have sad news to report.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's all over the TV.
Yeah, it sure is. Charles Krauthammer has passed away, dead at 68. He died yesterday afternoon after we got off the air. This guy, and I'll tell you what, Fox News has on their website a little 7-minute tribute to Charles Krauthammer. Don't watch it if you have to be anywhere in the next hour or so.
You cry your eyes out.
Yeah, it really is sad. It really, really is sad. Details his life from a young age through meeting his wife, through being paralyzed, through moving to Washington, getting a job in politics, getting a job in commentary, becoming an award-winning, Pulitzer Prize-winning commentator, and just really sad. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there is just a litany of people that are talking about him this morning on the news.
Well, and the thing
apparently
is,
apparently he was beloved.
The thing I heard, the one thing I heard that I really liked is somebody said, if you disagreed with Charles Krauthammer after reading him, you must have a really good argument. And I really, I mean, I think that's amazing. If you can, if anyone ever said that about me, if you disagree with Barron after listening to him, you must have a really good argument. No one would say that. But if you did say that, that would be a high compliment. That would be very, very high praise. So, unfortunately, a lot of people disagree with me after listening to me, including on this tax deal. I'm going to get to this in a little bit. We talked about it briefly yesterday, this case out of South Dakota. I had an opportunity. I did not have an opportunity. I was analyzing it on the fly yesterday, live on the air, without looking at it or reading it, just basically just speculating what probably happened. And it was probably not the best analysis anybody in the audience has ever heard. But I went home last night and had an opportunity to, I did not read the entire opinion, but had an opportunity to skim the opinion, read the syllabus of the opinion, as well as go back and read some of the commentary and syllabi and of other opinions cited in the opinion. And my mind was basically unchanged from when I was analyzing it on the fly. I don't like the opinion. I don't like it for the exact same reason I didn't like the opinion yesterday. For those that were not here during the 11 o'clock hour while we were talking about it, the Supreme Court of the United States waded in yesterday into the lawmaking capacity, and I'm sick and tired of the Supreme Court of the United States making laws, making political judgments, substituting their judgment for Congress's either actions or failure to act. And at some point, you have to be intellectually honest and philosophically consistent enough to say, you know what? I don't like when they do that. So I am going to oppose an opinion that might have good ramifications. It might be good for state and local government. It might be good for the order of society. But if that's the case, if the result reached by the Supreme Court has those effects, then Congress should have consulted with one another, passed something, given it to a president, and had him sign it into law. The reason they won't is because people will view it as a tax increase. And a Republican-controlled Congress is not going to be voting for tax increases. But they shouldn't be able to sit on the sidelines and wait on the Supreme Court to come in and do it for them. And that bothers me. That bothers me. That's the summary of why I don't like the opinion that came out yesterday, this North Dakota, whatever, what was it called? South Dakota. South Dakota versus Wayfair. That's not to say I'm on the side of Wayfair for stiffen local government. I'm on the side for philosophical consistency and intellectual honesty. That's it. If I'm serious about Article 3 reform, if I'm serious about the federal courts not wading into the lawmaking capacity, I have to be serious all the time. I have to be serious all the time. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Barron Coleman with you on a Friday. Jersey Jim.
Anything goes today, right?
Anything goes, Jersey.
Good. I was listening to Fox this morning, and they were saying that the Democrats, when they quote how many illegal immigrants we have, they're using statistics from 2004, a more correct answer would be about 30 million illegal immigrants in this United States. And that puts them over 10% of our population.
Yeah. Who said they're using 2004 statistics?
The guy on Fox News. Now, I don't know if that's accurate, but I mean, they're saying 11 million.
Oh, yeah, 11 million is wrong. That's the Chamber of Commerce globalist corporatist talking point. That's not reality. No, nobody accepts that as reality.
So quick math tells me it's over 10%.
Yeah.
But what do we have in the U.S.?
Well, here's
360 million?
No, let's use this as a teaching opportunity. Let's examine this for pedagogical purposes for just a moment, Jersey, shall we?
Sure.
Why would the media be interested in pushing the 11 million person falsehood? What do they get out of that?
I scratch my head about that all the time. Oh, I know they're paid by the Liberals.
Then I'm glad we're having this exercise. No, it's not because they're paid by the Liberals. They're paid by whoever advertises.
Yeah,
it's because the corporate media is the propaganda wing of the globalist corporatist outfit. That is the answer to your question. That's why they use this falsehood of it's only 11 million people. Because people look around and say, 11 million? It's been 11 million for 20 years. Yeah. That's nothing. That's 3% of the country. We can deal with that.
Yeah.
The reality is it's probably closer to 30 or 40 million, as you said. The reality is a huge percentage of these people are voting. A huge percentage. The studies bear that out. There was a study that called illegal immigrants and said, are you legal or illegal? I'm illegal. Do you vote? Yeah, I vote.
Yeah.
All right? And then when Donald Trump used that to say there may be as many as 3 or 4 million votes and they weren't for me, the study authors had so much pressure put on them, they repudiated their own work. And without basis, they just said, we don't like this anymore. Yeah, we're opposed to what we said. And now the Liberals run in and say, but they repudiated their own work. Who does that? Nobody. Well, you do it when you're under the constant threat and assault of Liberals. But the reason the 11 million illegal immigrant statistic is cited over and over and over and over is because that is the propaganda wing of the globalist corporatist outfit. That is what television is. That is it. Television no longer, and hasn't for a long time. You know, television probably was invented. Because television was invented after globalism was invented. After globalism became the dominant political cause of the world. Television was invented after that. Television probably was invented specifically for that purpose. To get propaganda. Get propaganda into your home. Absolutely. Yep.
And there's no telling how much money is being urinated away by these people and sent back to their homeland.
Yeah.
Where who knows where that is.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for them. Illegal is illegal. You know, I feel sorry for the poor people that go through the legal way of coming into this country.
They have to jump
through hoops.
Yeah. Hey, I got to run. That's a good call.
Okay,
though.
Bud. Thanks.
See, that's the perfect example of what Friday's for. That's why we have Friday, Jack. That's why we have no rules on Friday.
There ain't Nairn, Bairn.
Ain't Nairn.
Bairn.
Bairn. Oh, is that, can you change my name? You put it, it's B-A-R apostrophe N? Bairn. Trust me, I've heard it butchered worse than that. We'll be back. And picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, hopefully your favorite jewelry store in Montgomery, Alabama, now located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Hey, let's talk about repairs, jewelry repair, keeping our jewelry looking brand new and stuff like that. We only our stores have master jewelers, and we have them on premises. Other stores send it out, send it away, take weeks and months to do it. We're talking about a day or two or less or a week. We do it in-house, and we have people that have done this for decades. We're good at it. Come see us. Thanks.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction?
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got Jack Campbell to my right. I'm Baron Coleman. This is News and Views. This hour of the program brought to you, as it is each and every day, by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, purveyors of the finest Italian dining in the state of Alabama, nay, the southeastern United States, nay, the entire United States of America. I believe you'd have to get on a boat and go to Rome to get more authentic Italian food, and even then you might just say, well, they had this in Montgomery at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Why'd I leave? Midtown Pizza Kitchen, guys, if you've not had an opportunity to get in there, please, please get by there. Please get by there. You will see, this is not hyperbolic rhetoric. This is reality. This is reality. When you go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, it's different. Something's different over there. Generous sponsor of hour number one. As we get closer to the lunch hour, we'll tell you about what all is going on and some specifics about the menu and whet your appetite a little bit. But just wanted to plant the seed, let you guys know that they got 16 beers on tap. They've got a massive menu over there, all kinds of pizza pies and desserts and salads and sandwiches and appetizers and pastas and all your Italian favorites. So whether you want a big old plate of spaghetti and meatballs or some mushroom ravioli or eggplant parmesan, they got something for you over there at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get by there when you get a chance. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. That will land you squarely on the radio. Jack, at some point this morning, I want to get into the story we were discussing during the break. But I want to take this phone call first. Sam.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to... Is this Baron?
It is, yeah. You called the right show.
I just wanted to tell you that I heard that story yesterday on the news about... The North Dakota, South Dakota, whatever it was. Yeah. Anyway, that was Supreme Court of that state.
I'm sorry?
That was the Supreme Court of North Dakota or South Dakota, whichever one it was.
It was South Dakota, but what about the Supreme Court of South Dakota?
They're the ones that handed down that opinion that you're talking about.
No, that's not true. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled on this yesterday. Justice Kennedy, who is a Supreme Court of the United States justice, he was on the opinion, or he wrote the opinion. Clarence Thomas, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sam Alito, and Neil Gorsuch. These are all United States Supreme Court justices that were.
I'm sorry, I must have heard it wrong.
No. Now, maybe what you heard, Sam, is that the Supreme Court of South Dakota ruled in favor of Wayfair, and that's what brought this case to the Supreme Court of the United States. That may be what you heard, Sam. That may be what you heard.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get it. Again, a perfect call. That was one of our better calls. You know why? Guy had a question. He was confused. He thought we were wrong. We got the situation settled.
You're never wrong, Baron.
Well, that's not true.
Well,
part of being intellectually honest and philosophically correct
is never being wrong.
It's philosophically consistent. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent.
Yeah, it's your own quote.
And factually correct. Factually correct. So you're right, Jack. We are actually rarely wrong. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. All right, here's a story out of Inside Alabama Politics, and I bring this up not to dance on anybody's grave, but just to point out the dangers of leaking to the media and to point out that this show is way ahead of everybody else. Way ahead of everybody else. You remember when Trump had the big leaking problems?
Oh, yeah.
Early on in his tenure, he had a terrible leaking
problem. It went on for about 9 or 10 months at least.
And I speculated at the time that there may be Alabama connections to these leaks.
Yeah.
And I speculated that, and I named two people on air that I'm not going to name on air right now, but two people on air I thought... I think I said it on air. If they could just fire these two people, I bet a lot of the leaking would stop. And the reality is, the reason I thought that is because one of the people I know personally, and I know his style. And I thought, boy, this seems a lot like something he might do. The leaks were coming out of the communications department, and former Alabama resident. I'm not sure what he was. I mean, he was in a rock and roll band for a while, and then he managed a campaign in 2010, and then he opened a blog, he didn't open a blog. He was the front man for a blog that was open.
Yeah, that was a blog that was open.
It was a blog that was opened by insiders, and they needed a patsy to be the front man, and they chose him. And it worked, because he made quite a name for himself. It's Cliff Sims from former Yellowhammer News. It started out as Yellowhammer Politics, and they ruined that thing when they had a great segment every Wednesday. It was called Rumors and Rumblings Around the State House, and it was actually fantastic. It was the only reason that I really liked that blog in the beginning, and then Rumors and Rumblings went away, and they tried to turn it around like they were a serious news organization, and it just ruined the whole thing. But Cliff Sims, who left Yellowhammer News, sold Yellowhammer News, to go to the White House, to go work for the Trump campaign and then for the White House. I told you guys on air that I heard he'd been fired, that he didn't leave at all to go take a job with the Secretary of State's office. That was the public story. In fact, they cited, I believe, Cliff Sims in Politico saying he left the White House voluntarily to go work for the Secretary of State's office, Mike Pompeo.
Right.
And I said on air, that's not the story I heard. I heard he was fired, and he's not going to work for the Secretary of State's office. But the story persisted for so long, I thought maybe my sources are wrong. Maybe he wasn't fired. Maybe he did go work for the Secretary of State's office. Well, Inside Alabama Politics this morning in their new edition, I'll read it the way they said it. Yellowhammer blog founder Cliff Sims was fired from the White House. Here's the body. IAP has learned that Cliff Sims, who sold conservative Yellowhammer News blog last year to go work at the Trump White House as a special assistant to the president overseeing White House message strategy, was fired and not promoted to another job at the State Department, as first reported by Politico last month. Sources say his White House antics made him few friends, and it wasn't long after several leaks out of the White House Communications Department that Sims was shown the door and fired by White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Now, the IAP article doesn't say it was the leaks, but that's what I heard.
That's interesting.
Says Sims has been able to spin his White House firing as him accepting a job with the Secretary of State, but our sources tell us nothing could be further from the truth. Cliff Sims was fired from the White House and does not work for the State Department, nor will he ever have a position at State, said one Washington insider very familiar with the situation. The White House has not confirmed anything regarding Sims other than he is no longer employed at the White House.
The entire story of Sims landing a job at the State Department as a top advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was fabricated by Sims, so says IAP, to booster his hiring potential as he sought employment after being fired from the White House, according to one source. A Senate insider familiar with Sims' White House departure, who spoke to IAP on the condition they remain anonymous, said, quote, Cliff was fired, but it wasn't the football incident, as reported, also reported by Politico, that got him fired. It was the leaks coming from the communication office. The leaks he was providing to some in the media. End quote. Some also expect it was Sims, identified only as a White House junior aide, in a New York Times article last month, who allegedly taped meetings with the president and played those recordings to impress friends.
What? How do you tape a meeting with Trump?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if I believe that part. I imagine they're real particular about who takes a phone into a meeting with President Trump.
Well, I trust that inside Alabama politics talk to people who they said they talked to. I don't think they just made up the article.
No, I don't either.
But you always, when you're talking about anonymous sources, you can't go vet the sources.
Right.
And so you trust that the sources accurately relayed to IAP what happened. But I think that's pretty amazing, frankly.
Let's face it, Barron. He was a phony when he was here in Alabama.
Well, he was never what he appeared to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's like some brilliant journalist who was plucked out by the Riley folks to be the front man for their publication that spun the news the way they wanted it spun.
That's precisely it.
And he was a patsy. Yeah. And how the hell the White House ever didn't see through him, I don't know. That makes you wonder about some of their hiring decisions.
I've thought the exact same thing when he got hired. I thought, did nobody check out his credentials? Who recommended him? Was it Dearborn or Sessions?
One of the two.
It just makes you wonder about people when they can't figure things out that it's pretty obvious.
Well,
we'll be back. 272-9228. It's 34 after. Fashioned by fate, suffer so hard from the games played once too often.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Barron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Mr. Sun. Mr. Sandman is back in our permanent stores just in time to introduce some amazing new mattresses from Serta, Sutherland, Jameson, and the luxurious collection from my good friends, Drew and Jonathan Scott from HGTV. Okay, I met them at a book signing. Many of our most popular mattresses are back, including the Pure Tidalay Bliss Latex mattresses and Scandinavian Latex and Memory Foam sets. Most products we carry are unique to this area and are discounted every day. Mr. Sandman also offers a large selection of adjustable bases at the lowest prices around. We are overstocked on headboards and luxury pillows, so they are all on sale at huge discounts off internet prices, including some plush memory foam pillows for $25. Your child will love one. We do sell box springs, both lower profile and regular heights, for a no-pressure, pleasant shopping experience. Visit us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 next to the Citgo station, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our Rate Beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like another active thunderstorm day here in the state today with partial sunshine, cloudy much of the time, with a high around 91, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms could reach severe limits with damaging wind gusts. They'll fade out overnight, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow is more of a routine summer day, a sun and cloud mix, high around 92, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Sunday, closer to 94 for a high, lots of sunshine, rain chances small, not quite zero, and better rain chances on Monday. Stay on top of the weather changes all the time with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Decision out, or new opinion from the United States Supreme Court moments ago. I agree with this one. We'll get to it in a moment. I do have to tell you about my friend David Justice over at Mr. Sandman. He's on the Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen, sort of Bell Road area, kind of by New Look Decorating, that same area of town. I also want, he has a fantastic location up in Millbrook off Highway 14. If you've not had an opportunity to swing by there, it's 3 miles off the interstate across from the Dollar General on Highway 14, right in Millbrook. And Mr. Sandman, somebody called the other day and said, I need to know about this brand and that brand. Listen, the brands at Mr. Sandman are second to none. He's got Serta, he's got Jameson, he carries Restonic, Sutherland, Pure Talele Bliss. This guy, he stocks very, very high quality mattresses. I mean, the highest of high quality mattresses. And you get by there, you really need to go in person when you have, you know, a few minutes and you can lie down on a few mattresses. Have the salespeople take you through the showroom. Tell them what you're looking for. Tell them what you're looking for. And they might have some ideas of their own. They might have some ideas of their own. So, but you're not going to find a better deal in town. I can assure you that. Brands over at Mr. Sandman are, like I said, second to none. Again, on the Atlanta Highway, right across from Dairy Queen. Now, let me tell you this. If you are on a mattress and you hadn't bought a mattress since George W. Bush was president, you need a new mattress. You need a new mattress. So it's time to get by Mr. Sandman. I have a song in here somewhere. I can't find the dadgum thing. There it is.
Mr. Sandman.
I knew it was in here somewhere. That's right, Mr. Sandman. So just remember that song. Get by there as soon as you get an opportunity. Hollis, Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not speaking to you ever again, ever.
Okay.
Who?
Well, if he's not going to speak to us, there's no reason for him to be on the phone.
Did he hang up?
No, I hung up. He said he wasn't going to speak to us again. He can call back if he wants to change his mind. Oh, well, don't tell me you're not going to speak to me ever again, and then, I mean, what, I'm just going to have dead air?
I'm sure he wanted to call and make some point.
Well, don't start that way. Jack, if someone calls and said, I'm never going to speak to you again, what, were you supposed to just sit there and listen to the phone?
Probably. I would have.
If I said I'm never going to speak to you again, would you believe me?
Well, I might have wanted to cuss him out about something.
Well, maybe he can call back.
Maybe he will. I don't know why he said what
he
said.
Guy said he was never going to speak to us again.
Well, you know, people get mad at us all the time. You can just stand in line. That's all I got to say.
All right. There was a case from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Goes to the United States Supreme Court. Here's the issue. Law enforcement officers were going to cell phone companies and asking where people were. The government, federal government, state government, local government. Think of how many jurisdictions there are around the country. Sheriff's department. I mean, just in Montgomery alone, there are like 15 police departments, maybe more. ASU has a police department. Faulkner has a police department. The Capitol, state Capitol has a police department. Capitol Police. You've got Marine Police. You've got state troopers, ABC agents, police. There are all these different police departments. I think didn't they take 12 police agencies and consolidate them into ALEA?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
And then on top of that,
and a boondoggle.
You got AUM police, Faulkner police, ASU police, the Montgomery Sheriff's Office, the Montgomery Police Department. You've got all these police all over the place, and all of them at a moment's notice on a whim, with no reason whatsoever, had the capacity to call a cell phone company and say, where's Jack Campbell right now?
Sir, why do you need to know where Jack Campbell is?
Because we're the police.
Sir, that works. Okay, Jack Campbell is on the corner of 3rd Avenue and Apple.
3rd Avenue and Apple Street? Yes, sir. Thank you, thank you. And then an hour later, they call a cell phone company back and say,
sir, where's Jack Campbell?
Why do you need to know? Is Jack Campbell committed a crime? Is there probable cause to believe criminal activity is involved? No. We're just curious. Just want to know where Jack Campbell is. Jack Campbell is now at 4th and Apple. In an hour, he's gone one block. That looks to be the case, sir. Okay. Hour later, they call back. Where's Jack Campbell? Do you guys have any legal standard you've met whatsoever? Or are you just curious? We're just curious. Just want to know where Jack Campbell is. Okay, he's at 5th and Apple. Oh, he's gone another block. He's gone a block an hour. They could follow you to your house. They could follow you to your workplace. They could follow you to restaurants you frequent. They could follow you to the casino on a Thursday night. They could follow you. I mean, they could follow you anywhere they wanted to go. And there was no limit to what law enforcement was able to do with respect to where you were at any given moment. You were, in a sense, carrying in your pocket, until this morning, you were, in a sense, carrying in your pocket a locating device that any law enforcement officer, any government agency, any prying public, private person was able to just, whenever they wanted, find out where you were. And the Supreme Court of the United States stepped in and said, that's a little much. That's a little much. Here is what was held in the case Carpenter versus United States Sixth Circuit case. Government's acquisition of Carpenter's cell site records was a Fourth Amendment search. As such, they needed a warrant. Because they didn't get a warrant, they can't use it. They can't use it. So, and there's more to that, obviously, but it's a 119-page opinion. Which is, can we just admit something while we're complaining about the Supreme Court this morning? If you go back and look at Supreme Court opinions from the 1800s, a lot of them are a paragraph. You go back and look at Supreme Court opinions from the early 1900s, maybe a page, page and a half, 2 pages. By the time you get to the 1950s and 60s, they're 20, 30, 40, 50 pages. Now, even a routine Fourth Amendment case is 119 pages? How about a paragraph that says, don't do that. Don't do that. You can't do that. You can't illegally find out where people are. Not without a warrant. You got to have a reason. I've got Jack silenced.
Well, I mean, I don't like the government messing with us at all. So I like this opinion.
I do too. I'm a fan of it. Not a fan of what happened yesterday. Fan of what happened today. The Supreme Court giveth. The Supreme Court taketh away.
Taketh away. Absolutely.
Red Top.
Hey, you know, the real question is, what the hell does Jack Campbell do?
What do you mean?
That y'all keep talking about where he is, but what does he really do?
Well, he runs for mayor is what he does.
That's what he does. That's right. I forgot. And he doesn't know what's in the water.
No, I don't.
You don't either.
Nobody does. It just looks like water. That's all we know. Hey, one thing nobody's about, since this is Friday, is the geopolitical and geosynchronous things that are happening. Florida going on permanent daylight savings time next year. Part of Florida, from what I understand, and California being broken up into three states. What do you guys think about that?
I'm a huge fan of keeping everybody on either daylight or standard time. I don't care which they prefer to go on. But daylight savings time is now 9 months a year. It used to be, you know, 6 and 6. Now it's 9. And if it's going to be 9 months a year, it might as well be 12. Not only that, it's a health problem. Car accidents go up, heart attacks go up, strokes go up. Every time there's a time change, it's unnecessary.
Yeah,
I agree. This is no longer 1912 when you needed a little extra daylight to go work in the fields. You know,
I mean, and this was Benjamin Franklin's idea. It's a hell of a lot earlier than 1912.
Yeah, but I don't think they adopted it when he suggested it. It wasn't adopted until far later than that, but it was his idea. But it's an anachronistic irrelevancy today. It doesn't need to exist.
I agree. It causes tremendous fatigue, and when I lived in Arizona, we didn't do it, and it was just
well in Indiana.
Normal four seasons, you know.
In Indiana, we didn't do it, but then Indiana finally gave in. They put the majority of the state, except for the area around Chicago and I think maybe Evansville, except the area around a couple other places, they put it all on Eastern time and then went to daylight savings time. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
How about California breaking up three states? I think it's great. I think it will maybe balance things out more.
Well, here's the problem. They have greater Los Angeles area remaining California. San Diego and the Valley then becomes Southern California, and Northern California is the Bay Area and Sacramento and the wilderness hippie area up there. The reality is, what it does is it gives the United States Senate 4 Democrat senators and maybe 1 Republican Democrat in the other one. So you could end up with, instead of 2 reliable Democrat senators every single time from California, you may end up with as many as 5 or 6 out of the new 3-state region. And so I'm not sure Republicans should be celebrating it. I do like the idea of taking that behemoth and splitting it up, but I think there were ways to do it without trying to keep the population relatively equal among the three. There were ways to do it without giving the Democrats so many extra Senate votes.
Yeah, and the Electoral College, it seemed like, because California's got a tremendous amount of electoral votes that would kind of break it down.
No, this gives them four more. They'll have the same number of Congress.
Not all of California is like San Francisco. The southern part is a good bit more conservative.
You might end up with Republican senators out of the San Diego, Southern California area. You might. But you will never, out of the Bay Area and the Los Angeles two Californias, you'll never end up with a single Republican ever out of there. They will have almost exclusive Democrat representation.
And by the way, congratulations very much on your new child. I hope the Pope sends you a medal. You deserve it.
Oh, me too.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. I would love the Pope to send me a medal. Not going to. Let's see here. Cooper, hang on. I just don't have time to do it. It just wouldn't be fair to you. We'll get back to you in a second.
Don't rock the boat, Cooper.
Yeah, don't rock the boat. Just sit tight. We'll be back.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite you all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever, and Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests. She now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist, bureaucrat, swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician. He'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
A rough running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam products. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Extend the life of your engine with Seafoam products at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Deck season rolls around every year. Staining your deck shouldn't. That's why the Home Depot now carries number one rated Olympic stains, including Olympic Max from only $33.98 a gallon. It's a brand trusted for over 80 years to protect season after season. So do it right with Olympic, and next year, you won't have to do it at all. Olympic Stain, for the first time at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Number one rating from an independent consumer study. U.S. only. See store for details.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Love and happiness.
guys. Welcome back in the News and Views.
Wait a minute. Something gold.
Tom and Augustine Duncan over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Want to hear from you because they know what I know is that trees can become lethal weapons if they're not taken care of. They're beautiful. Don't get me wrong. They're gorgeous. Sometimes they need to be thinned out a little bit. Some of those limbs that are unstable or might fall during a storm or whatever, you've got to get those things under control. Sometimes a tree is just old and dead looking and just a danger to society. You got to get that bad boy taken care of too. Whether you need to take a tree down or whether you just need to thin out a tree, Tom and Augustine Duncan are the people you need to know. They are over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. They're on Facebook. If you can't remember anything else I say, check them out on Facebook. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 15 plus years in the business, licensed, insured, the whole nine yards. 328-2484, that's their number, 328-2484. Call them today. Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Find them on Facebook or put the number in your phone, but get in touch with them if you have any tree needs at all, any tree needs whatsoever. 328-2484. And if you just live in a house with a bunch of big trees around it, you might want to get them out there just to make sure you don't have dangerous weapons, the sword of Damocles, hanging over your head. Ooh, I like that analogy, Jake.
Damocles?
Yeah. You don't want that tree being the sword of Damocles. You know that story? Cooper knows the story. Cooper, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's the fun if you can't rock the boat?
Well, if the boat's a-rocking, don't come swimming up to it.
Yeah. Question, I don't really know the details of that Supreme Court case, but now you wouldn't be opposed to a law enforcement agency going through due process to get evidence off of a cell phone, would you?
Give me an example. In theory, no, because if you go through due process, you're fine. But
somebody
give me an example.
Somebody's accused of, they've either been indicted an investigation is going on into criminal activity, and the information to prove or disprove it might be on their cell phone.
Well, look, your question presumed the answer. I mean, your question was the answer. I don't have a problem with law enforcement using due process. I mean, by its nature, you can't have a problem with law enforcement using due process. Due process is the protection given to you by the Constitution to make sure law enforcement doesn't violate your rights. So no,
well,
I don't have a problem with
it. If I can
refine your question, do I have a problem with law enforcement using obtaining this data? No, not if they use due process. Not if they use due process, and that includes going to get a warrant. You have a right to be secure in your papers and possessions. That's guaranteed to you by the Fourth Amendment of the United States. And if the government wants to get that information, they must seek a warrant.
We got no problem.
Yeah.
As far as the California thing, you know, if you do a little looking into that, that's a real long shot. I mean, there are all sorts of hurdles that they would have to get over for that to ever come about. And the latest I've read on it, even the Californians are mad now because of how the proposed borders are drawn.
Well, they should. That's the problem I have with it. The reality is it should be 5 or 6 states. It's like Texas should be broken into 5 states. Should be 5 or 6 states. No state should be that large.